Off the ball on News Talk. Thanks to Air. Catch all the sports you love free on the Air Sport Pack with Air Broadband.
We're talking about the Leinster Hurling final this Sunday, 4 o'clock in Croke Park. It's Galway against Wexford. We've All-Ireland winners Jamesy O'Connor and Michael Kavanagh on the line. One of those interesting rivalries, Jamesy, in that it's not really a rivalry. There's the Leinster quarter-final meeting in 2010, which Galway won very comfortably. And then you're going back 21 years to when Micheál Donoghue was involved himself in 96 in that All-Ireland semi-final, when Wexford obviously beat Galway en route to the All-Ireland. And then you're going back another 20 years to 1976 when they played each other. So there's not much of a story, tradition or rivalry between these two. I mean, it's hard to know how much any of that stuff ever plays into the games anyway when it's different sets of players involved.
No, but it's one of the crazy anomalies of the system, Joe, that, you know, there's such a relatively small pool of hurling counties. And, you know, the record you've listed out there speaks for itself. I mean, I think I'd played Wexford once in the championship of my career, and I think I might have met them maybe once or twice in the league. So, you know, it's a novel pairing, and, you know, I think the word on the ground is they're expecting a crowd of between 50 and 60,000, and I think that's a real sense of excitement and anticipation. I think the other big thing, you know, from a Wexford perspective is, you know, they went to Salt Hill in the second round of the league, and the genie was out of the bottle to an extent, because Wexford had beaten Limerick on the opening weekend. They were 6 points down with 20 minutes left, playing into a breeze, and they somehow dug out a victory. And I think that has to have given the Wexford players, you know, huge confidence about how brittle Galway can be at times when the pressure is applied.
Yeah, that said, Michael, Galway going into this game as huge favourites generally.
Yeah, definitely so, Joe. I think, you know, everyone has been talking about them. They've been very impressive right throughout the field. I think there's a bit of maturity, and definitely the physicality and the shape they're in this year has been very impressive. Their scoring today, obviously they've got through the Leinster Championship games, Dublin and Offaly, but they've been scoring pretty freely. But there's a bit of a shape and a structure to the team, and a bit of consistency. And I suppose the pivotal position of Joe Canning around centre forward, or he seems to be a kind of the pivotal playmaker for him, and not directly taking on the score responsibility, a bit more spreading the ball around, sharing the workload, and the form of the inside forwards. I think Galway, you know, the physicality, I suppose the Croke Park experience, the All-Ireland experience, a lot of these guys have been down that road before. This Wexford haven't played a huge amount in Croke Park. I think I've heard Lee Chin in the last week or two say this would be the first time he's played a hurling match in Croke Park. So I think the Croke Park experience and all that should stand to Galway. And they've played just their third Leinster final in a row. The record since China Leinster has been pretty poor. It's their sixth Leinster final to be in since 2009, and they've only actually won one, Joe. So I think Galway probably need this one and need to be going through the front door and building on the successes they've had in the league.
You mentioned Canning's role there, Michael. If you're Davy Fitz, if you're Wexford, that's something you're going to be talking about this week and planning for. Are we at a point now where someone has to really try sitting someone on Canning, and if they have to bring someone else to sit at centre-half back, they do it?
Yeah, well, look, Wexford are probably going to line out as they've always done throughout the league with Sean Murphy sweeping, and he's an ideal player forward. He's a player that would be concerned if he was to pick up an injury. Have they got the same calibre kind of player that could fit into that slot? Because he's ideally suited, very good at it, and very comfortable on the ball, very quick and reads the game very well. Have they got an ideal replacement for him? I'm not sure, but I imagine Wexford will man-mark Joe Canning, and Sean Murphy, if he does kind of get round him or get through him, will be there to cover off as well. So I'd say he'll be picked up. Galway, Wexford, in fairness, and Kilkenny got their match-up spot on, and I'd say it's something, again, that Davy will be targeting for the likes of Joe Canning.
Yeah, it's been very interesting, Jamesy, when you look at how both teams have gone about their business this year, in that Galway are further down the road than Wexford. So they've gone through the league, and then the championship, it's just been very efficient, very professional. They're gearing up for bigger days. They dispatch of a poor Dublin side. They have, you know, they put 33 points on Offaly again. It's a very routine but very impressive win. And it's all, as I said, just gearing up towards bigger days. And then you look at Wexford, and from minute one of Davy in the league, it's hype and it's feel good and it's excitement, and it culminates in the performance against Kilkenny. And it's hard to know what's the better preparation for a Leinster final.
Yeah, I think, listen, Galway obviously, you know, took care of business, but I mean, you know, to what extent were they tested, Joe? And that to me would be a concern, because, you know, Dublin were certainly very poor on the day, and, you know, Offaly again didn't really offer any test to Galway. I think from a Wexford perspective, one really interesting thing for me, Joe, is you know, the Kilkenny-Limerick game on Saturday night and how that goes, because that would be a good gauge and barometer of where Wexford's form is. Because if Kilkenny come out and blow Limerick away and are really impressive, well, then you're inclined to look in a different light. If, on the other hand, Kilkenny are poor and, you know, don't play well, then to me it creates more question marks and more doubts. You know, I mean, one thing about Wexford, like, he got the matchups absolutely spot on in the Kilkenny match, because, you know, Walter Walsh got a point from play, TJ didn't score from play, Richie Hogan didn't score from play, Jerry Aylward, okay, had four wides and was taken off, Porrick Walsh didn't score from play, and really, outside of Colin Fennelly, you know, you'd have to say that you know, Wexford really took care of business well at the back. Now, that said, they coughed up probably four or five, even maybe six goal opportunities, and to me, at times, Sean Murphy's a sweeper, you know, he reads it well, but he was too far away from the D. And, you know, Galway in Croke Park, if anything, there's more space. And I think he's, you know, he'll have to sit a bit deeper. Now, another interesting aside, Joe, I think, is 2013. You know, Dublin knocked Kilkenny out. And it was, you know, with Tip gone as well on the back door, it was really set up for Galway. And they didn't take care of business. And Clare knocked them out in the quarterfinal a couple of weeks later. And Davey, you know, Joe Kenning was full forward that day. He sat Pat Donnell as the sweeper in front of Keane Dillon and completely, you know, took Kenning's impact away. And that obviously went a long way towards winning the match. Mm. I don't think Galway is dependent on Kenning up front. Mm. But, you know, it'll be interesting to see how they match up, who picks up who, because he had a template in the league in terms of the Kilkenny match. The matchups were pretty much the same. James Breen went on TJ. Matthew Hannon took up, you know, Walter Walsh. And they had this pretty much the same success. So, you know, that's going to be a key factor, you know, getting those matchups right and winning those battles at that end of the field.
Yeah, Galway have been racking up crazy numbers in terms of points scored this year, right through the season, and it is, as you've said, more than just about Canning. A quote from Davey for you, Michael, where he's talking about where he's actually going to watch the match this time around, and he was talking about, I'm seriously thinking of watching from the stands again. I'll tell you why. I felt back that night I could see the game way better. There's obviously a logic in why rugby managers do it. Soccer's a bit different, it's a slower game, but from a managerial point of view, it makes more sense to be up there. So I am considering it, maybe half up, half down. In the next week I'll decide, but it's worth thinking about. I've had a look at the box in Croke Park, so it is there. And I'd say they'd be happy if I was in a box too, is Davey's take. It'd be an interesting one for him, because I don't know if you have a strong opinion on the effect that a manager can have on a sideline. Obviously, you know, you've played under some pretty imposing fellas on the sideline. Davey clearly feels he can impact a game on a sideline with his body language. I mean, he talked about coming on the pitch during the league where he got the ban, and he felt that was pretty important move, actually, and kind of G'd up his team against Tipperary. And yet he's conceding, he's seeing more of the game and maybe thinking cooler about the game in the box.
Yeah, Joe, I wouldn't say he's too cool in the box either. I'd say he's pretty much up and down as well.
It's true. Reinforced glass in the box.
But yeah, no, I can see the logic of what he's saying, and definitely for myself, I suppose, looking at a game, I feel that you would see a bit more from the stand, and it's easier when you're going to analyse a game. From a standpoint of view, because on the sideline, the game's so fast, it's very hard to take in what's exactly happening. There's so much movement in the game now. Mm. But David, it worked well for David the last day. Look,
do you lose something not having him there? Body language, G'ing lads on, or do you take any notice of that stuff?
I'm not sure if players have the time to absorb much of that, especially in the heat of the championship, the pace of the game now. But I know from playing Croke Park and playing on big days, Joe, you wouldn't hear it 10 yards beside you. If the fullback was roaring at me, if I was playing the corner, I'd struggle to hear it. Mm. So it had very little influence from the line, especially on big days, all in semi-final days, when you're full house up there, the atmosphere, it's very hard to hear anything. But certainly the pace of the game now, I'm not sure if Davey is adding much to it being on the line, or if he's even taking something maybe from his own energies and his own reserves and maybe not being observant of what's kind of going on, you know. So, look, there's pluses and minuses for it, but wherever he'll be, I'm sure he'll be up and down.
James, did Loughnane have any influence on you from the sideline?
I think some managers, players can feed off that energy. I mean, initially in the early part of Loughnane's career, Joe, I think he felt that he had to be detached and this cool persona and watch the game and make the key switches, and I think it was a pivotal moment for him, I think, in his own career as a manager, that I think in 1905, that semi-final against Cork when Sean McMahon broke his collarbone, you know, it was real back to the wall stuff. And at halftime, I think he just threw off the shackles and he just seemed to be everywhere then, waving a fist in your face and so on. And I think we fed off that.
Mm.
I think some teams do feed off maybe the energy the manager can bring. But again, I think in the box, you maybe have access to television, you might see something in the game, you could pick up on replays. And I think there's a lot of merit to what he said. And I mean, certainly, his loss wasn't felt down in Wexford Park in the Kilkenny match. I mean, he'd been obviously well G'd up before the game. And as Michael said, I mean, players, once you cross that line, it's really up to you.
Mm. How do Wexford win this game then, Jamesy? We saw that the methodology in their approach against Kilkenny, and they stuck to it. They weren't rattled by goals. They weren't rattled by penalties. They weren't rattled by a bad start. They were drilled brilliantly as a team. Is their approach going to be very much the same against Galway? Are we going to see the same, working the ball up, Lee Chin in a similar role? Are you expecting Davey to kind of come up with something totally different for Galway?
No, I don't think so. Again, I think, that they'll have targeted, who's picking up who, who's getting those individual matchups right. I think, Joe, they've got to do a lot of the things that they did against Kilkenny. I mean, they were very efficient. I mean, there was a stat after about 28 or 29 minutes in the Kilkenny match where, Kilkenny were 4 from 14 scoring opportunities. Wexford were 9 from 13. And we saw them, before in the past, Wexford had a shoot from anywhere policy and, they were invariably indisciplined and they made mistakes. They were far more efficient with the ball in Northern Park, especially into the breeze. And there was no panic. They trust the system. It's ingrained in their play now because they've been playing it all year. And you have to give them huge credit for that. I think, they can't be as open at the back, though, as they were because, Galway has finishers, all over that forward line. And if they cough up the same number of goal opportunities that they did against Kilkenny, I think Galway will exact the price for it. Mm. To me, Galway are at a stage now where they simply can't afford to lose this game. With potentially Waterford, Kilkenny or Tip in a quarter final, I just can't see them slipping up. They made that mistake in 2013. They've lost two All-Ireland finals. To me, the time is nigh for Galway now. Mm. And I think that Micheál Donoghue will have them drilled. And as I said, I just think they have too much firepower. And it just means too much to them at this point in most of those guys' careers. And I expect them to win.
Yeah, it does feel like a defining moment for a lot of these Galway players. Jamesy referenced Kilkenny Limerick in Nolan Park Saturday evening, 7 o'clock. Michael, are you expecting Kilkenny to come out here and put a score up on Limerick and put a performance in, or are you increasingly worried about where this Kilkenny team are?
Yeah, not exactly sure, Joe. I suppose, look, everyone, the talk was that they were happy going into the training, was going well going into the Wexford game, but unfortunately we didn't perform. We gambled on probably a few injured players and some of the selection policies, so it's going to be interesting to see what Brian Coley goes with. But obviously, look,
a lot of people interpreted those gambles as a lack of faith in the rest of the squad.
Yeah, well, definitely, look, the strength and depth before we could probably roll in all stars and replacements like that, but they're not there anymore, Joe. Mm. So there's a lot of inexperience probably within the panel and the strength and depth, and maybe that we probably didn't get to use enough players in the league or in the championship previously. So the players that went to cover is probably not there what we used to have, definitely. So, but we're not looking to pull up score. We're looking for performance. All right, in Limerick, it's a good draw for us to get. It's a home game. And to really tell us where we're kind of at, if we're good enough to kind of move on. But expect a stiff test, definitely, from Limerick. They were poor the last day out against Clare. So they'll definitely have a point to prove. Their under-21s were very good and sharp during the week as well. There's a number of them involved in the panel. They'll be looking for a huge performance. Kilkenny and Nolan Park, always kind of difficult to beat. Our record is good in qualifiers. But we'd be very disappointed if we're going to be gone out of the championship on the 1st or 2nd of July. We'd be hoping to look forward to getting over this one. We'll expect a serious test from Limerick, yeah?
All right, lads, we'll leave it there. Thanks a million. Michael Cavanagh, Jamesy O'Connor talking ahead of the hurling.
Off the ball on News Talk. Thanks to Air. Catch all the sports you love free on the Air Sport Pack with Air Broadband.